John Beauregard is 70 years old. After an accident 30 years ago, he became a quadriplegic. He's been in a wheelchair ever since.
You know, when I first got hurt, I was embarrassed to be seen at all in my wheelchair. I mean, we're not supposed to move. We literally are not supposed to move. That's what they tell you right away when you get hurt. You know, you'll never walk again.
Beauregard joined the dance company 16 years ago.
The more I move, the more I want to move. You know, I'll go home from a crazy 2-3 hour rehearsal. Can't stop moving. I mean, you go, what? Here, I'll show you.
He shows me his sweeping arm movements, making circular patterns in the air.
I feel sorry sometimes for normal dance companies.
He says the artistry that comes from dancers of different physical abilities is magical.
I would open up the mirrors a little bit more because I'm thinking that the audience is going to be wide.
Karen Peterson founded this mixed ability dance company. Mm-hmm. She's watching Marjorie Burnett dance with Pioneer Winter. Burnett is rehearsing a piece called Gimp Gait, G-A-I-T. The title reflects the stereotypes about people with disabilities. Winter, her dance partner, lifts her up, leaving her chair empty. She leans against his body as they make their way center stage.
It made me feel that I ever could feel.
She says dancing makes her feel freer. In rehearsal, her body is hunched over, her hands slightly contorted. She moves her arms in staccato bursts, and then, in a very fluid and deliberate gesture, she gives the audience the finger. She and Winter choreographed this piece together.
All the gestures were derived from conversations that we had, like flipping the bird as like she's feisty, that a lot of people don't see because they see the chair first.
I want to see it so the audience that I'm a real person. I do have anger.
She says she wants to show that she's a real person with real emotions, including anger. While watching the rehearsal, Karen Peterson says Marjorie Burnett surprised her.
There's a whole new physicality of Marjorie, a side of Marjorie that I haven't seen before.
The movement is gripping. There's tension as Burnett challenges herself, rolling around on the ground and taking bold steps on stage with help from Winter. It's a duet, but also part solo. There are times where Winter is almost like a prop for Burnett. Peterson says this is not mainstream movement. It's not ballet.
It goes way, way more than PK arabesque. It's movement, it's communication, it's relationships, it's partnerships. It's really the soul that needs to speak on stage.
Winter carries Burnett in what appears to be an innocent embrace, but then he turns his back. Burnett has a firm grasp on his behind.
I've been really frustrated with people always having the misconception that we're not accessible.
Burnett says she's debunking another misconception, that just because she's in a wheelchair, she isn't sexual. Karen Peterson and Dancers is one of many mixed ability dance companies that challenges the idea of what dance is. The piece by Marjorie Burnett and Pioneer Winter will be performed this week on a program that includes a similar company from Portugal. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.